Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 152. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. In this week's episode, I want to take you back in time a little bit to when I got my first smartphone. Now, this was probably around 2010, 2011, somewhere in that range. And iPhone had been out for a few years. Android had been out for a few years at this point in time. But there was not really any single device that I was interested in. Now, relatives of mine had iPhone. I'd listened to a lot of tech podcasts back then, many of them talking about Android. And to me, Android was the superior platform. So we ended up purchasing our new phones. We had an upgrade available, and we ended up purchasing the Motorola Droid Razr. The Razr was not the highest quality of a smartphone and often would overheat and turn itself off right from the very beginning. But the Razr itself, the form factor was very nice. It had a great screen, and I believe it had expandable storage too, so we could put a little SD card in there, a micro SD card, and gave additional room. I think it was only 16 gigabytes at that point in time. But it was the first experience with a 4G LTE phone. Now, in my area, we didn't get LTE until well into 2012. So, but when we traveled, we would go to a bigger city, we would have 4G, and it was amazing. So I was pretty sold on the Android platform for a while, and I even actually picked up a Toshiba Thrive, which it was an Android tablet sold at Best Buy. And the cool thing about the Thrive was that it had like this rubber casing around it that was replaceable, and you could change colors, you could change the shell of it. And it was sort of appealing to me because you could customize it a little bit. And that's one of the reasons why I purchased it. The Droid, I believe, had a replaceable battery, if I'm not mistaken. And so having that ability to customize, replace things as needed was key factors in these purchases. Now, these weren't top of the line items that I purchased, but the phone worked pretty well for a while. And the Thrive, when I purchased it, actually was way behind Android development at that time. And I don't remember exactly what version of Android it was running off the top of my head. It may have been 3.1, it's saying here on the Amazon page, but updates were pretty scarce. And when a new version of Android came out, sometimes it would be 8 to 10 months before I saw that update. And then updates just stopped coming altogether shortly after I purchased it. It was not ideal, let's say, when I wanted newer features, that type of thing. And I should have done a little bit more research. But back then, I really didn't know a whole lot about Android, so I didn't know what quite to expect. The same thing with the Motorola Droid phone. I don't recall ever really getting a major update to that phone. I think it came with saying Android 2.3.5 Gingerbread. It may have updated once. So when it came time for my next upgrade, I thought a little bit more about switching to Apple. And the reason being is because also around that time, I had maybe 2 years prior to purchasing a smartphone, I had purchased my first MacBook Pro, was very pleased with how it was working. Everything seemed to work outside the, right out of the box, and there wasn't any major complications. So eventually I did purchase, I believe it was an iPhone 5S, and then later on I went in to purchase the iPhone 6S. And being a musician, all of the apps that I needed available were available on Apple. They weren't available on Android. And I've always said this, that I've always really enjoyed the Android platform. I always enjoyed using it. And I thought it was much more friendly for people who want to experiment and try new things. Whereas the Apple platform was always locked down and you couldn't do a whole lot. But when it came to it, Apple was always far more expensive, and the for what I needed, it always seemed to work, and I never really had any issues. So I had that 6S for about 4 years, and up until just recently, I was hoping that I could get another year out of it. I really did not want to upgrade. I did not want to purchase a phone at this point in time. I really did not want to spend that $750 to $1,000 on a phone when I had one that was working just fine, so to speak. Now, one of the things that we did about a year ago is we replaced the batteries in our phone because of the Apple deal that was going on, that because of all the battery issues, they were going to replace the batteries for $29. So for us, we drove 3 hours to an Apple store and we had the batteries in our phones replaced. It was around this time last June. And luckily we had a birthday party for my nephew to go to. And so we sort of did this all in one day. And we figured that upgrading the battery in our phone would give us extended life for another year, another 2 years, maybe, hopefully, and we would that battery issue would be resolved. Well, just recently, over the last few months since February, I've been sort of on a kick. I've been trying to drop about 30 pounds, and I've lost 22 at this point since February. Been exercising a whole lot, changing my diet a whole lot, and really got back into using my Fitness Pal, Map My Walk, Map My Hike, and those types of things. Now, those have always drained my battery on the iPhone 6S. And I was out for a hike. There's a 5 mile loop that I like to do. And using the GPS in the phone drained the battery pretty quickly. And after my hike, starting on 100% battery level, it was down to, I believe 10 or 11%, something like that, which wasn't necessarily surprising to me, but it was kind of concerning because I like to use this app and I don't want it to drain my phone battery when I'm out hiking. So I started noticing a few things about my 6S. If I wanted to go out and say map the sunset or know where the moon was going to be rising at a particular full moon, or I wanted to take a look at some constellations, well, my GPS was backwards and north face south, south face north, that type of thing. And there is a way to calibrate your phone by doing this figure eight motion with your phone. That didn't seem to work. And Google Maps would always show up upside down, these types of things. So something was off with the calibration for the GPS. And so that was a little bit concerning, but I just kind of dealt with it for the last year or so. Then the battery issue seemed to crop back up. And I thought I downloaded a couple of apps that were killing my battery. So I deleted that. I turned the background app refresh off. Tried all the tricks to save the battery a little bit. And the battery health said the battery was just fine. I think it was in the 90s, 90% of its overall life. So I thought we were still really great with the battery. So something must be happening. So I started seeing the battery jump around, and I noticed that everywhere I needed to go, I needed to plug in my phone. If it was at work for a little bit, I needed to plug in my phone. Driving home, I needed to plug in my phone. At night, I needed to plug in my phone to charge it. And the battery would jump around from 90% to 50% to 80% to 40%, back up to 75%. So I tried recycling the battery. I tried draining it down to 1% or even off, and then fully charging it back up again. All the tricks, I tried all the stops, and it just didn't work. And for me, especially being a hiker, being on the road a lot, it was time to finally think about upgrading a phone. I did not want to do it. So we took a look at the trade-in value of the phone. I think it was about $100. And the idea here was that I could use the phone as a camera for like podcasting and that type of thing, but I'd have to be plugged in all the time using OBS other projects I'm working on. We used it for the space station contact last week as one of our cameras. And I just decided, you know what, this device it's got its issues. I might as well just trade it in. And this was not an ideal time to buy a new phone. There weren't really any deals going on. I probably could have waited a little while longer, but I just needed something that works. And we had been looking at deals a few months ago. I did look at a couple of Android phones, but in reality, I just need to be on the iOS platform. So I ended up purchasing an iPhone XR. And to show you, talk a little bit about it, this new phone, I've got in an OtterBox, I believe it's the commuter case. I did get a Zag screen protector for it. That seems to be something that works for me. Being outside working in a rocky terrain in the summertime is really important to have a great case on it with a great screen protector. And so this phone, I was really not happy purchasing a new phone. And I was going back and forth, did I want to do the monthly $31 or $33, depending on the size, or did I want to just pay for the phone outright so I didn't have to deal with that phone bill going up? And ultimately, I decided that I was going to do the monthly payments, at least for the short term, so that I could get just a phone in my pocket and not really have the expense right at the end of the school year, because that's the tricky time of year for me. So the iPhone XR or XR, whatever you want to call it, comes in 64 gigs, 128 gigs, and 256. Now, I've learned my lesson before when it came to Apple products. I believe we used to have a 16 gig phone back when we had the 5S. And from that point on, I never got the lowest available just because apps are getting larger and storage, you're always going to need it. So between the 64 gig and the 128 per month, it was only from $31 to $33. And so you end up paying $50 more over the course of the 2 years. And for me, it was common sense just to be able to go and have the larger amount of storage. I take some pictures. I've got a lot of apps, podcasts, audiobooks, you name it. The one thing about the XR, XR compared to the XS is the liquid retina screen. There is no force touch capability. And honestly, I didn't really use that a whole lot when it came to my old phone. I didn't use it a whole lot, the 3D touch or whatever you want to call it. So it's not something that I found that I missed. Over the first few days when I purchased the phone, I was sort of I was upset the fact that I had to buy a phone. So I wasn't really thrilled with the new phone. The new phone in itself is much bigger than my 6S. And carrying around a big screen, you know, I've always considered buying like the plus size iPhone. This is sort of in between. I think it's a 6.1 inch screen. My other one was 5.6 or 5.8, somewhere in that range. And it was small enough to fit in a pocket. You could bring it anywhere, lightweight. This phone is quite big. Now, the only reason that I purchased this phone was for the proclaimed battery life. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in just a few seconds. One of the things that I really enjoyed was the Face ID, setting up Face ID. I wasn't exactly sure how it was going to work. I've had some students kind of mess around with their Face ID on their phones, and it seemed to not work quite as well as I would have expected it to. But using Face ID, I am absolutely blown away on this particular phone, how well it works. I can be in a dark room and it picks up my face no problem. I can be in a super bright area, it picks up my Face ID. So whatever they're using, whatever algorithms are using to and software to do this, it works well no matter where you are. And I've tested it in multiple different ways. And at first I thought it wasn't set up correctly because it was always just I'd look at my phone and it would in an instant I'd be at my home screen. So I thought that I just needed to enable it, but it was already enabled. And I try to log into my phone without my face being on the screen. Again, it shows that you need your PIN number to get into your phone. That's how I realized it was active. And I was blown away on how quick the Face ID recognizes. There are some changes to get used to. There's no home button, so things are in different places. After about 3 days of working with the iPhone XR, I really started to enjoy it. And I got up early this past weekend, decided to go for a hike. And one of the things that I wanted to test was the battery. So I got out of my car. My phone was on 100%. I opened up the Map My Hike app and I went on my hike and I just left it in my pocket. And didn't really pay attention to it. I did take my phone out and I took a few pictures here and there. The way that I do, I climb up a mountain and on one trail, get to the summit, take some pictures, take a second trail down and loop back to my car. And it takes about 2 hours, a little bit more than 2 hours. So when I did that, I realized I took my phone out when I got back to my car, and I was expecting my battery to be somewhere around 70% after a 5 mile hike. Remember when I said this on my 6S, the battery would be almost completely drained down to 10%. So I took my phone out. I looked at it. The battery was at 95%, and I was blown away that, number one, I had gone this long with a terrible phone that had a terrible battery, but number two, the fact that I had that much battery left. So I started at 5 a.m., took my phone off the charger, drove about a half an hour listening to a podcast. Then I climbed a mountain using Map My Hike, using GPS, tracking your distance, calories, burns, everything. Got back to my car, 95%. I drove home. Then I drove to my summer job and I checked in there just to see how things were going there. Drove back home again. Then I drove an hour south to a graduation party. I used my phone all day long, okay, and came back home again. The phone still had battery life. I used it that whole evening. I did not put it on the charger that night. And by the next day, I still had plenty of battery left. So they say about a 25-hour battery life for the iPhone XR. And this is probably the longest lasting battery that I've ever had in a phone. And I am thrilled with the battery life right now. And I hope it stays that. I know over time it will degrade, but I'm only plugging my charger in at night. And a lot of times I don't even need to do that. I'm still at 40-50% after all day long of use. So it's not like I'm trying to conserve the battery to see how long it runs. I'm using my phone. I'm interacting with my phone on and off all day long. So I really haven't experimented. I mean, I'm not a photographer, so I don't really care about how my images turn out. I take a picture once in a while and I post it here or there, but I'm not a super snob when it comes to things like the 12 megapixel wide angle camera and f1.8 aperture and that type of stuff. I really don't care about that stuff. Does it take pictures? Yep. Is it a good picture? Okay. Yeah, it's good to my eyes. But I want it to be something that works. I want it to be fast. I don't want to have to wait for things. That's the biggest thing. So that sort of reluctant attitude that I have towards purchasing the phone, I had a phone that worked. It took pictures. The only thing I needed was a good battery. And I'm quite pleased with the iPhone XR now that I've been using it for a little over a week now. And really, when it came down to it, the only reason I purchased it was basically for safety. I wanted to make sure if I'm on the road, my car's aging, let's say, and I'm driving 2 hours a day, I'm doing more hiking in the wilderness. So I want to be sort of safe in my travels. And having a phone that I can rely on is really important. So the price, I believe, for the XR is $749. For the 128 gig is $799. So $31 a month and $33 a month for those prices. I could have gone with the XS. Smaller screen, smaller battery life. It says only 12 hours battery, and that's what my 6S was. So I was reluctant to get involved with that battery. They're saying 25 hours on the XR. So not exactly what I wanted to do right before summer. I did not want to just fish out a bunch of cash for a phone, but I'm happy with it. And the more that I use it, the more I'm going to give you some feedback and tell you things I like about it, things I don't like about it. Check out all the other shows on my website, mrptechreviews.com. I do have a big announcement coming up in a little, and probably in a couple weeks. I'm building a platform on my website that I want to tell you all about, but I want to build it up a little bit before I make everybody aware of that. So you can check out podnuts.com as well. Podnuts has a lot of great shows on the Podnuts network. And check out all those shows because they're all great topics as well. So thanks everybody for listening. That's going to do it for this week. We will see you next time.